first initial coverage on the attempt to defend Turkey against an Iraqi attack. A purported tape of Osama bin Laden urges Iraqis to lead attacking U.S. troops into urban warfare and calls for Muslim support. DPRK and ROK officials meet for talks on economic cooperation. The nuclear dispute between Pyongyang and Washington is not on the agenda. And the Paraguayan president survives an impeachment trial after charges including kidnap and torture of opponents. Hello and welcome to Worldwide Watch. I'm Richard Gong in Beijing. In our lead story, Chinese President Jiang Zemin has expressed China's support for the recent joint declaration announced by France, Germany, and Russia on the Iraq issue. He made the remarks on Tuesday while speaking via phone to French President Jacques Chirac. Jiang said China persistently advocates a political solution to the Iraq issue, which should be dealt with within the framework of the United Nations. He stressed the weapons inspections should be continued and strengthened so as to implement UN Resolution 1441. Jiang added that war is good for no one, and it is every country's responsibility to take comprehensive measures to avoid war. Chirac also expressed his hope that the international community will make joint efforts to avoid war. France has circulated to UN Security Council members a detailed plan to beef up arms inspections to peacefully disarm Iraq. The plan calls for doubling or tripling the number of inspectors and also urges current inspectors to draw up a list of unresolved disarmament tasks. An even stricter check on cargoes is also demanded. The plan does not say whether it could be turned into a resolution in case the US and Britain ask for authorization to go to war. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, has failed again to reach agreement on the Iraqi issue. NATO Secretary General George Robertson decided to cancel a meeting of ambassadors from the military alliance's 19 nations on Tuesday, just hours before it was to be held. Pei Jian has more.
Informal consultations continued among ambassadors, voicing their opinion that Robertson may take a new approach to resolve the deadlock. On Monday, France, Germany, and Belgium blocked NATO from preparing to defend Turkey in case of a US-led war on Iraq. Turkey is anxious for NATO to start planning the deployment of Patriot air defense missiles and other defense systems in the event of any counterattacks by neighboring Iraq. France, Russia, and Germany jointly set out their alternative to U.S. war plans on Monday, involving more arms inspections in Iraq, more diplomacy, and more time. In Paris, Russian President Vladimir Putin met French Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin at Matignon on Tuesday. As NATO debates whether or not to initiate plans to defend Turkey in case of a US-led war on Iraq, the Netherlands has decided to send 3 Patriot air defense systems, as well as 100 missiles, to Turkey.
The Turkish people ask us to help them, and why wouldn't we help them? I think that is because we can help them in that respect. And it is only a defensive weapon system, the Patriot, and not an offensive one, so that Iraq doesn't have anything to fear from us.
Meanwhile, the Russian military has demonstrated a high-tech spy plane that it says can be used in Iraq. This follows Baghdad's acceptance on Monday of UN inspectors' demands to allow civilians' planes to search for banned weapons. CCTV.
A new Cold War seems to be developing among U.S. and some of its old allies. France, Germany, and Belgium differ with their fellow NATO member, the U.S., over whether to provide immediate military protection for Turkey. The dispute has threatened to undermine the unity of the transatlantic military bloc. Let me assess the situation from a Chinese perspective.
In what is seen as the most serious risk between members in NATO's 54-year history, France, together with Germany, rejected U.S.-backed efforts to begin planning for joint protection of Turkey in the event of war against Iraq. The three nations say the move would commit NATO to war unsupported by the UN, while U.S. President George W. Bush dismissed the rejection as a short-sighted one.
I don't understand that decision affects the alliance in a negative way.
According to Sun Zhongping, professor of China Institute of Contemporary International Relations, the ongoing impasse points to a fundamentally different approach to the Iraqi crisis between U.S. and its skeptic European allies. While the U.S. is set on seeing a regime change in Iraq, countries like Germany and France seem resolved to find a political settlement to the crisis.
The rift betrays deep feelings of unease chosen not simply by Iraq. The policy differences can be found in previous events, ranging from the Kyoto Protocol to the handling of international criminal courts. This time, as before, French and Germans are frustrated with what they see as a U.S. unilateralist approach to international affairs and try to make a difference.
Feng adds that geopolitical concerns also have a stake. The risk of destabilizing Iraq and the whole region seems a more imminent threat to Europe, which borders the Middle East. Moreover, countries such as France and Germany also have a greater reliance on oil imports from the Middle East than the U.S. But whatever the cause of the dispute, the ongoing impasse has threatened to undermine the unity of NATO, at a time of already widespread questions about the alliance's future after the end of Cold War. NATO was founded during the Cold War to oppose the threat of the then Soviet Union. With the disappearance of a common foe, it has already won the
The flush of U.S. strength and the call for a greater European voice in security affairs has often given rise to dispute. Many new members to NATO still desire more U.S. protection. France and Germany still cannot do without the U.S. in terms of security. Therefore, none of the sides really wants to seriously hamper the future credibility of NATO.
In the most likely scenario, says Professor Feng, the alliances will manage to find some kind of compromise over the defense of Turkey, while the U.S. will go ahead forging what it calls the coalition of the willing in a possible attack in Iraq, despite the reluctance of several of its allies to side with it. Yang Yiming, CCTV.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana said on Wednesday that he was confident that NATO would soon heal the bitter differences towards planning for a possible war with Iraq. As Feng Li tells us, the former NATO Secretary General sought to smooth over the damaging rifts that have split the West's key military alliance this week.
NATO is wrestling with one of the most damaging splits in its 54-year history, with France, Germany and NATO reversing the back alliance preparations to assist fellow member Turkey in the event of war with Iraq. Solana told reporters after talks with South Korean President Moon Jae-in that the NATO split could be resolved. He said the problem was one of timing rather than substance.
Now the question is, at this point, is the calendar in which this moment, what this decision is to be taken. At this point in time, there are two or three countries that think that it's not necessary to start the contingency planning at this moment, because there's no, at this moment in time, there's no risk of this vis-à-vis any of the countries of NATO.
In his role as the EU foreign policy chief, he announced at the press conference that the EU will send its envoy to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea to discuss the nuclear crisis. Solana emphasized that direct talks between the DPRK and the US were very important. Solana also indicated that the CADO project would not be cancelled. CADO is a world group providing funds for the building of two light water reactors in the DPRK to replace graphite reactors in the country. CCTV.
A tape purported to carry the voice of Osama bin Laden was transmitted on Al Jazeera television on Tuesday, the first day of the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha. It called on Muslims to support Iraq in a possible war with the United States. The U.S. State Department has reacted to the audio tape, saying it proves a link between Iraq and al-Qaeda based on a common hatred. Bo Hong has more.
The 14-minute tape called on Iraqis to carry out suicide attacks against Americans and defend themselves against the U.S. attack. It also urged Iraqis to dig trenches and engage in urban warfare to fend off U.S. troops. It was unclear when the tape was recorded, and there was no immediate way of verifying that Osama bin Laden was the speaker. But a U.S. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the U.S. is worried about the content of the message.
I think we do worry about the content of the message. We know that Al-Qaeda is out there, that they're still a danger to us all.
Boucher also said the threat went far beyond the U.S. to half a dozen Arab governments and the entire world. Senior U.S. officials and experts believe the tape is authentic. Wei Hong, CCTV.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell said in testimony before the U.S. Senate Budget Committee on Tuesday that he had read the transcript of the tape in advance and believed it proved that bin Laden's network is in partnership with Iraq. A senior Iraqi official said on Wednesday that the U.S. attempt to link Iraq with Osama bin Laden aims to seek a pretext for war. In the Iraqi capital Baghdad, peace activists from around the world have gathered to hold various anti-war protests, calling on the international community to take all possible measures to avert war. Among the many anti-war protests in the Iraqi capital, students from other Arab states studying in Iraq and some peace activists from Western countries organized a gathering for peace in a Baghdad school. Participants condemned what they called the U.S. government's attempts to use force in Iraq for control of the country's oil. They chanted anti-war slogans and called for peace. Many signed their names in a declaration pledging to act as human shields to defend Iraq if the U.S. launched attacks. And coming up in this edition of Worldwide Watch, official talks on economic cooperation between DPRK and ROK get underway with the nuclear crisis off the agenda. And Paraguay Senate bears the scandal about the president and impeachment order.
In the name of peace, the United States will lead a coalition of the willing to disarm the Iraqi regime.
Officials from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and the Republic of Korea sat down in Seoul on Wednesday for talks on economic cooperation. For the first time since the historic summit in 2000, officials from the uneasy neighbors have gathered to discuss joint economic projects. The nuclear dispute between Pyongyang and Washington is not on the agenda, but ROK officials say they will urge the North to ease tensions. The Seoul talks opened one day after the head of the American CIA warned that Pyongyang wants Washington to implicitly tolerate its nuclear program. The DPRK has been willing to discuss the dispute with the South, but it insists only direct talks with the U.S. can end the crisis. Paraguayan President Luis González Machi survived an impeachment trial on Tuesday as the country's Senate failed to remove him. The vote was 25 to 18 against the president, short of the two-thirds majority needed to force him from office. Joe Wade reports.
The vote concluded nearly 10 hours of debate over the future of the scandal dog the president. González was accused by his opponents of crimes such as mishandling funds to the tune of $60 million, illegally possessing a stolen BMW car, kidnapping and the torture of leftist militants. González himself has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing, calling the trial politically motivated. The nationally televised the full vote and in more than 2 weeks of hearings, with González becoming the second Paraguayan president in 3 years to face impeachment proceedings. Gonzalez's son's office in March 1999 after the impeachment of the country's former president. He will remain in power until this August when the new president is elected. Joy, CCTV.
Vast numbers of Muslims continue to fulfill their sacred duty of the Hajj by rising at dawn to pray in Mecca's central mosque. More than 2 million Muslims have made the pilgrimage or Hajj to Saudi Arabia, home of the holy sites of Mecca, Medina, and Mina. During dawn prayers, the pilgrims circle the Kaaba, a cube-shaped stone structure at the center of Mecca's Grand Mosque, 7 times. The pilgrimage, which takes Muslims around the footsteps of Muhammad, Islam's 7th century prophet, is the biggest annual mass movement of people on the planet. Tuesday is a special day for Muslims around the world as it started the Kurban Bayrami, known as the Festival of the Sacrifice. In Beijing, hundreds of Muslim delegates celebrated with a feast organized by the chair of the China Islamic Association. Wang Songhui has the details.
The feast, although held in a hotel, began with a recital of the Quran like that done in a mosque. Hundreds of Muslims, including diplomats of 30 Arab and Muslim countries in Beijing, gathered for a special annual occasion to wish for prosperity in the coming new year of the Muslim calendar. The chair of China Islamic Association also expressed a wish for a peaceful solution to Muslim conflict threatened by war.
We care about the future of the Muslim countries under the shadow of war. We pray for a peaceful solution and the stability of the world.
Every year during the Festival of Sacrifice, millions of Muslims celebrate the festival by slaughtered animals in commemoration of the ram sacrificed by Abraham in the place of his son. Now with more than 5,000 years history, the festival has already become one of the 3 most important festivals for all Muslims around the world.
According to tradition, a solemn prayer in the ram and the slaughter of an animal are a necessity of the festival. Afterwards, delicious food, entertainment such as dancing and fun, and sports such as horseback riding are often enjoyed. CCTV.
The world's agriculture ministers are expected to clash over various issues in an informal World Trade Organization meeting this weekend in Tokyo. A total of 25 WTO member states are expected to send their trade and agriculture ministers to the meeting. Debate is expected to center on agricultural trade, as member states have set a deadline of March 31st for an accord on formulas and targets for their commitments to slash tariffs and subsidies. The United States and a 17-member group of agricultural exporting nations are calling for drastic tariff cuts, while Japan and European Union are determined to work together against freer trade of agricultural products. And now let's check out the action in the global stock markets. Wall Street stocks ended lower on Tuesday as worries about war and terrorism spooked investors following an alleged audio statement by terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. In Europe, major stock markets held on to their gains at the end of the trading on Tuesday, buoyed by both the information technology and insurance sectors, as well as on hopes that a war against Iraq should still be averted. In Asia, stocks shrugged off a slide in U.S. shares. Tokyo ended 2% higher, closing at a 2-week peak. And stock prices closed nearly 1.5% higher in South Korea. Now for a closer look at the figures. Watch more news ahead after a short break. New facts about an old story. Scientists using a rational probe determine the age of the universe to be 13.7 billion years. and animal lovers to make wedding arrangements for animals who are lovers.
What color do you see in your eyes? Is it green, blue, or even red? You may see only one side of the story. CCTV The Real China, revealing the whole spectrum of this fascinating country. CCTV your first window on China. Keep a close watch. Worldwide Watch, every night at 7 p.m. Beijing time, only on CCTV International.
In the U.S., police have been escorting tractor trailers carrying pieces of the space shuttle Columbia from Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. And ahead of the Columbia crash investigation has expressed determination in finding the root cause of the tragedy. Julie has more details.
The number of pieces of debris at Barksdale Air Force Base has now passed 1,600. 2 to 3 truckloads are delivered per day. Engineers are trying to reconstruct the craft at the Kennedy Space Center to determine what caused the shuttle to break apart.
We're pursuing everything. We're pursuing everything. And even if we were to find what piece of debris fell off first, we still have to find the cause of it. And we have to find the contributing cause of it.
On Tuesday, the head of the investigation also described the complexity in determining the cause of the space shuttle accident. So far, thousands of pieces of debris have been recovered from both Louisiana and Texas.
We have a lot of work to do, even if we were able to determine which tile came off first. To us, that's a lead, but we have to go much deeper than that.
NASA released the tape on Tuesday of their final conversations with the Columbia flight crew. There was no sign of any problem until the final 6 or 7 minutes of the flight, when Jeff Green, a maintenance and crew system officer, reported a sudden loss of data from spacecraft sensors. Later, the systems officer indicated that there was a general system failure, not a single system breakdown. The shuttle disintegrated just minutes before it was scheduled to land on February the 1st, killing all 7 astronauts on board. Sorry, CCTV.
Scientists using a robotic NASA probe have determined the universe to be 13.7 billion years old, as well as determining when stars began to shine. Our stargazer He Yuan takes a look.
Astronomers have been closing in on these numbers for decades, but a spacecraft now about 1.6 million kilometers from Earth was able to look back to nearly the dawn of time to find the answers, said NASA researchers on Tuesday. WMAP, short for Wilkinson Microwave Anisotope Probe, looked back in time to just 380,000 years after the Big Bang explosion that many astronomers believe gave birth to the universe. This is further back in time than even the orbiting Hubble Space Telescope can see. Stars started shining just 200 million years after the theoretical Big Bang, according to scientists announcing the WMAP findings. WMAP looked back to a time when there were no stars, no galaxies, nothing except minute differences in temperature. The scientists said these temperature differences were as little as 1 millionth of a degree, but that was enough to create vast hot and cold spots that signaled the beginning of the clumping that eventually became every known structure in the universe. Korean CCTV.
As the race for the top U.S. film awards, the Oscars, enters its final stage, Hollywood has once again become the focus of the world film industry. The nominations for the 75th Oscar Awards were announced in Los Angeles on Tuesday. David Rathbun has more.
Gangs of New York, Alberto Grimaldi and Harvey Weinstein.
Once a year, stars and filmmakers from Beverly Hills, as well as those from all over the world, await the Oscar nominations with excitement and anticipation. This year, the musical Chicago topped the list of nominees with 13 nominations on Tuesday, including the coveted Best Motion Picture honor. Competing with it for this award are Gangs of New York.
Four deep thinkers.
This is weird.
The Hours.
And of course, there'll always be more.
The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Stink. But what if there's nasty bump in your brain?
And you? And The Pianist.
Oh, I finished up the conservatory.
Your apprentice!
Among them, the epic Gangs of New York drew 10 nominations, and the drama The Hours pulled in 9 nominations. China's movie industry is represented by one of its biggest box office blockbusters, Hero, in the race for Hollywood's top honors. Hero is competing with films from Mexico, Finland, Germany, and the Netherlands for the best foreign language film. Taking a page from a Hollywood movie, the most exciting moment will be saved for last. The star-studded award ceremony is scheduled to take place in Los Angeles on March 23rd. David Rathbun, CCTV.
Animal lovers in Bangkok gathered on Monday for a mass pet wedding. Pairs of cats, dogs, rabbits, and even chickens came to tie the knot in a ceremony during the run-up to Valentine's Day. Ho Yuan reports.
Guys seemed composed when brought onto the stage for the wedding with food. A rooster ducked out in a smart red bow tie. Rabbits, Sissel and Dwell looked like a perfect couple. Man seemed lonely, but luckily, the owner kept stroking her. Also tying the knot were miniature poodles Wendell and Josie, he in a red waistcoat and she in a sequined wedding dress, performing tricks for the gathered crowd. They also posed for a wedding photo. Organizers said that the aim of the event was to ensure the animals weren't forgotten in the romantic frenzy that surrounds Valentine's Day. Berlin, CCTV.
And this is the visitation of World Wide Watch. I'm Richard Lang in Beijing. You're watching CCTV International.